Bailey Mackey was recently acknowledged for his mahi as a Māori Sports Administrator. He picked up the Māori Tiki Tiki Ātaranga Award at this year's Māori Sports Awards. Many of you know Bailey from his mahi, high-profile mahi with Pango Productions. He's the guy responsible for many of our best Māori programs across the decades, National Treasures, Sidewalk Kareoka, the list goes on. He's made 40, 50 different programs, Bailey. But interestingly, he's now been named as the deputy or co-deputy chair of Rugby New Zealand. Now, Dame Patsy Reddy is becoming the chair, and Bailey, alongside Dr. Farah Palmer, have been elected as Dame Patsy's joint deputy chairs. So his love of rugby and his love of things Māori too is all sort of morphing into the mahi that he's been involved in. He's with us for a kōrero all today. Bailey, tēnā koe, man. Good to have you on the program again.
Morena, Dale. Morena.
Tēnā koe. Well, first, how are we? Good, mate. Congratulations, Bailey. You know, I'm really pleased that you've been flying a Māori flag at Rugby New Zealand, and I'm hoping, too, for more recognition of the importance of Māori rugby, because it's been on something of a hiatus over the years. You might be able to help do something about that. Firstly, talk with us about being named as the co-deputy chair with Farah. I know you've been on the board for a long time. What does this new appointment mean for you?
Firstly, it's an honour, Dale. Like, I was thinking about it this morning. Never in my wildest dreams growing up that I think I'd ever be on the board of New Zealand Rugby, let alone now the deputy chair, co-deputy chair with Farah. So, probably exceeded my expectations already, Dale. But you're just proud. I messaged my dad yesterday just after it happened, and you know, he's a good rugby man, lives back home on the coast. So, it's a proud day for my whānau and hapū and iwi. Just stoked, I guess.
Good stuff. Hey, do you think that Dame Patsy will allow you to start your hui with karakia?
Yeah, we do sometimes anyway, Dale. So, look, I definitely think I was lucky. I was brought up by my grandparents. First language in the home was te reo. Grew up in a largely Māori community. So I guess I bring all of that no matter where I go. Probably, probably too much for some people at times, Dale. So, that's a part of me. So that those things go wherever I go. So, she's an incredibly awesome wairinui. She's been one of our country's great diplomats in the last few years. She was obviously Governor General, and now she will assume the chair next month of New Zealand Rugby. So
it's a real step change, isn't it, here? Because back in the day, it'd be hard to find a Māori on the board. Now we've got not just on the board, but and really hard to find women too involved in the highest echelon of decision making at NZ Rugby. But here we have Farah, yourself, Patsy. It's quite a change to what's been the norm across generations, I guess, Bales.
Yeah, it is. Definitely, I sat there in the room yesterday with Farah and Dame Patsy, and we didn't make the decisions based on those things solely, like, being a woman or being Māori, but actually we just took a moment to sort of soak it in and realise, things do look a bit different in the house of rugby. So, pretty significant moment, I reckon, Dale, and, largely rugby's a conservative game. We're continually, like all sports, we're continually in the battle for hearts and minds, and that's a tough proposition. We used to be, kind of the big show in town, and now we're still New Zealand's national sports and still loved by a lot of people, but I'm not sure where, you know, hand on heart, we can say we're the biggest show in town still. So there are so many other sports, and on one level for me, I don't mind what kids are playing, as long as they're playing something and getting out and being active. But I'd love them to play rugby. And we've seen the emergence of the women's game, with just an incredible opportunity, platform created by the Black Ferns, obviously, which was incredible. And so we've got some work to do, Dale, to be able to maximise that.
Well, one thing about you, I've always admired, Bales, you're a great ideas man, and you're very much an innovator. That's illustrated by the mahi that you've got done, and the array of different programs that you've championed over the years. So, I mean, we need an innovative approach once again in rugby, and I'm particularly keen to see how Māori rugby might prosper with both your and Farah and Dame Patsy's attention on it. But as you say, you know, it might not be the biggest show in town now, but it's still a big show, and it needs to innovate to survive into the future, do you think?
Yeah, 100%, Dale. So we've got to look at, firstly, we've got to understand our participants. We've got to understand those that might not participate in the sport in an active sense, but want to participate in regards to membership, in regards to being a consumer, being a fan, which I think, and once we can understand that and create data that, you know, will inform some of the key decisions we make. Innovation is the key, Dale. We can't be so foolish to think that what we serve up now is what people will want and make relevant in their lives forever. So, yeah, it is, I mean, it's largely, and at times I take the view, it is content, Dale, and, you know, it's just what can we do to appeal to a wide fan base.
Well, you're a serious content creator, mate, and the ball's in your court now. Congratulations. Have a great summer, Bailey, and all the best with the mahi at the Rugby Union, of course, but also with Pango. And it's always a pleasure to have you share some kōrero on the program. Leta te mihi kā koe, Bailey. Tēnā koe.
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks,
pretty
mate.
Keen to get some crayfish. Bye.
I bet you are. Back home you'll go then.